This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called How God Turns Setbacks into Comebacks. We're so glad that you've joined us today. Now, if you know someone who needs some encouragement right now, be sure to invite them with a text or a phone call to listen along with you. But first, studies have shown the more grateful a person is, the happier they are. But it's not always easy to be thankful. That's why Pastor Rick developed the Power of Gratitude. It's a special interactive Bible study to help you grow your gratitude. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. If you want, you can just text the word HOPE to 800-600-5004 for more information. That's the word HOPE to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called When a Setback Isn't Your Fault.
You know, honestly, it's often easier to deal with a setback when you know that you caused it by your own mistakes. It feels more unfair when you're going through a storm or you're going through a setback or you're going through suffering that was caused by other people's mistakes, by their poor decisions, or even by their sins. And you're the innocent party that gets hurt, or you feel the brunt of their consequences, or somebody else's harmful decisions affects you. Now, those of you who have been deeply hurt by other people, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, maybe right now you're dealing with a setback from a divorce that you did not want, or maybe you're paying the price of a bankruptcy that wasn't your fault. Or maybe you inherited some problems from your parents, or maybe you lost your job because the company got bought out. That's not your fault, but you're feeling that setback. You know, I know some of you have really struggled with your identity and your emotions and your mental and physical health because of some evil person who abused you. And as your pastor, I grieve with you, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what was done to you. Now, these are the major storms of life. They're not your fault when somebody else brings them into your life, but they can wreak havoc on your health and on your hope and on your happiness. Now, this is the kind of setback that I want us to consider today. And I want us to see how God helps us and turns these kind of setbacks into comebacks. Now, in Acts chapter 27, you can take out your message notes, or if you've got a Bible, open to Acts chapter 27. All the verses we're going to look at are in that chapter. There's a very dramatic example of how we often suffer because of the foolish choices of other people, the ones they make, and how you need to trust God for a comeback from setbacks that were caused by other people's dumb decisions. This is the story of how Paul survived a storm and a shipwreck that wasn't his fault. Now, let me give you the background. The Apostle Paul had always wanted to go to Rome to preach the gospel, and it was his greatest desire and his greatest dream to go and preach in the Colosseum. Rome was the greatest, the most powerful, the most influential city in the world at the time. But the way that God got Paul to Rome was not through a preaching series, but through being a prisoner. Paul had been unfairly put on trial for a crime that he didn't commit, but because he was a Roman citizen, he had the right to appeal to Caesar in capital offense cases. So he did. And he used his appeal to Caesar to actually get a free ticket to Rome. Now we're going to pick up the story where Paul is put on a prison ship in Crete, which is an island in the Mediterranean Sea, and he's headed for Rome, and the ship is docked there on this island of Crete, but the crew has spent too much time on shore leave, and now the autumn winter was turning into, weather was turning into winter, and it would now be unsafe for them to sail in the middle of the winter. So God tells Paul to warn the captain of this prison ship that they should wait until winter is over, and then they would sail smoothly. But the whole crew gets impatient, and they didn't wait. And they would sail into a massive storm. They would be shipwrecked, and they'd all likely die. Paul passes on what God told him about this, but they ignored it. And just as Paul had warned them, the ship was destroyed in a huge storm. Now, there at the top of your outline, Acts chapter 27, verse 41 says this, "The ship struck a reef and ran aground, and it was repeatedly smashed by the force of the storm's waves, and the ship began to break apart." This is the story of Paul's shipwreck. Actually, Paul was in three different shipwrecks in his lifetime, if you can imagine that. What does this story have to do with you today, 2,000 years later? Well, it actually answers three very important questions. First, what causes people to make bad choices that create setbacks and storms for other people? That's covered in this passage. Number two, what do you need to know about the storms and setbacks that aren't your fault? We're going to look at that. And number three, what do you need to remember when you're in a storm that's wrecking your ship and you feel hopeless? Okay, we're going to look at these questions. Now, what causes people to make bad choices, to make dumb decisions that cause setbacks and storms for other people? Well, that's what this story illustrates. And so you might write this down. Number one, what causes people to make bad decisions is this. First, when we listen to ungodly advice. When we listen to ungodly advice. Let's pick up the story, Acts chapter 27, verse 9 and 10. Much time had been lost, and the day of fasting had passed, so now it had become dangerous to sail because of the fall weather. So Paul warned the sailors with this advice, "Men, I have perceived that our voyage is going to be disastrous." God had told them this. "And if we sail now, we'll lose the cargo, we'll lose the ship, and likely we'll lose our own lives too." Now, the very next verse, verse 11, says this, "But the Roman officer in charge of the prisoners didn't listen to Paul. Instead, he followed the advice of the pilot and the owner of the ship." Okay, let's look at this for just a minute. Have you ever been given bad advice? Yes. Have you ever been overruled by an expert, like an owner or a pilot? Yes. Have the so-called experts in your life always been right? Absolutely not. You know, I've noticed as a pastor that some people use experts to validate their biases. What they do is they go around asking experts until they find somebody who actually agrees with them, and then that's the expert they listen to. So they really don't want advice. They just want somebody to reinforce what they already want to do. Now, I don't want to belabor this. I just want to make this simple point and go on to the next verse. But when God tells you not to do something, ignore all the experts who tell you to do it, because they're going to be wrong, all right? When we listen to ungodly advice, even the experts, the pilots and the captains who are supposed to know what they're doing. The second reason people sail into storms and they shipwreck their lives is this, when we copy the crowd. In other words, when we do what's popular, when we go with the flow, when we say, "But everybody is doing it," when we copy the crowd, and that's verse 12. It says this, "Then the crew decided that they should go ahead and sail up the coast of Crete because the majority," circle that, "the majority wanted to spend the winter in Phoenix, and it had a nice harbor." Isn't it interesting that 2,000 years later, people still want to spend the winter in Phoenix? It's a different Phoenix, because this Phoenix today doesn't have a harbor. But history shows that the majority is often wrong. And here's what it says. The majority said, "Let's go ahead and do it." Majority is often wrong. Story after story in the Bible, like when the 12 spies were sent in to spy out the land of Israel, and 10 of them came back and said, "We can't do it." And two said, "We can." Joshua and Caleb said, "We can." And they ended up spending the rest of their lives walking around in circles in the wilderness until that generation died off because the experts were wrong.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Did you know experts have discovered that gratitude is the healthiest human emotion? It makes you more resistant to stress and increases your overall happiness and satisfaction. In fact, studies show the more grateful a person is, the happier they are. That's the power of gratitude. The Bible tells us to rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances. So it's clear that God wants us to develop an attitude of gratitude. But we all know it's not always easy to feel grateful. That's why Pastor Rick developed a Bible study called The Power of Gratitude. This innovative study is filled with scripture, teaching, exercises, quotes, prayers, and journal pages. As you go through the study, you'll discover the many and often unique things you have to be grateful for every day. You'll develop the lifelong habit of expressing gratitude to God, a habit that leads to true happiness and satisfaction. We'll send you Pastor Rick's Power of Gratitude Bible Study to say thanks when you give a gift to help Daily Hope take God's Word to people around the world. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. Thank you so much for your support, and don't forget to let us know which radio station you heard us on.
Now let's get back to today's lesson here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope.
History shows that the majority is often wrong. And here's what it says. The majority said, let's go ahead and do it. Majority is often wrong. Story after story in the Bible, like when the 12 spies were sent in to spy out the land of Israel, and 10 of them came back and said, we can't do it. And two said, we can. Joshua and Caleb said, we can. And they ended up spending the rest of their lives walking around in circles in the wilderness until that generation died off because the experts were wrong. Now, just as often as the experts are wrong, the majority is often wrong. You know, there are 276 people on this ship, the Bible tells us. And so when they took a vote, the vote was 273-3, Paul and his two companions, one of them being Luke, who wrote this story. Now, I imagine when they took this vote and the majority decided, let's go ahead and do it, even though Paul says, don't. God says, don't. I imagine Paul's just shaking his head going, you guys have no idea about the storm you're about to sail into. Let me ask you, can you think of anybody who shipwrecked their life because they followed the crowd? Okay, they copied the crowd. They did what was popular. Yes, and we see it every single day. Now, the second reason people sail into storms and shipwreck their lives, as I said, was because they copy the crowd. But then there's a third reason. When we count on circumstances instead of Christ, that's the next verse. We're going to get into trouble. We're going to have setbacks. We're going to run into storm. When we count on our circumstances, we listen to our circumstances more than Christ. Just because it may look good doesn't mean it is good. Verse 13, Acts 27, it says this, when a gentle wind began to blow from the south, the crew thought, notice this phrase, the crew thought they had obtained what they wanted. The crew thought they'd obtained what they wanted. They had this gentle breeze. They go, this is great. Let's go. And their plan would work. So they pulled up anchor and they sailed as close as possible to the shoreline of Crete. Question. Have you ever thought that you were getting exactly what you wanted and later realized that you were headed right into a storm? That's what happened here. Let me give you another question. Is it possible that what you think you really want in life might just be setting you up for a shipwreck? See, when we pay attention to circumstances, we don't listen to what God says. We listen to what the crowd says, and we do what circumstances say. Again, it doesn't matter how favorable something looks. It says they found a favorable, gentle wind. If something looks favorable, but God has already said no, or not now, or not yet, you're going to sail into a disaster. Have you ever heard this justification? Well, it feels right, so it must be right. Or it feels good, so it must be good. You know, that's bad logic. And I've noticed that what people actually get when they get what they think they want, that they find out it's never as good as they thought it was going to be. So why should I never trust my circumstances? Because they change constantly. And they actually can change overnight. They can change immediately. Acts 27 verse 14 says this, But shortly afterward, after they made the decision to ignore what God had said to them, shortly afterward, the weather changed suddenly, and a wind of hurricane force came out of the northeast and blew the ship out to sea. Houston, we have a problem. They're trying to go up the coast of Crete, and now they're blown out to sea, and they're at the mercy of this storm. So what am I saying? Listening to ungodly advice, copying the crowd, and relying on circumstances, it feels good, it looks good, will always get you into trouble. Now, the next thing we learn from this story is, what do I need to know about storms? Because if you don't know what storms and setbacks can do to you, you'll likely be manipulated by them. Now, it's very important to be aware of what storms do to you in life so that you don't fall for these traps. So let me give you three traps that storms do in your life, and they're all in that passage of Acts 27. Number one, when you're in a storm, when you're in a setback, storms can cause me to drift. They cause me to drift from my goal. That's verse 15. It says this, that the ship was caught up in the storm and the wind was so strong, they couldn't sail against it. They lost all control, so they stopped trying and they gave up and they let the wind drive them, drifting in every direction. Now that verse is packed with insight. And I want you to look at it again, because notice, five ways that a setback can unconsciously dominate your life. He says in that verse, first, in a storm, you tend to lose control of your plan, okay? You're not in control anymore. Second, you stop trying because you're tired, and you're tired of fighting the winds and the waves. Third, it says you give up. Fourth, it says you're pressure-driven instead of purpose-driven. Says we let the wind just blow us wherever. And number five, you drift. And you drift in every direction. That's what happens when you get in a storm. Now, there's a voice inside of you that keeps saying, what's the use of trying? Why try to save this? Why try to make this thing work? What's the use in working so hard? Why make the effort? Is it worth it? Those are all things that come when we start to go through storms. Now, let me just get real in your face about this. Have you let storms and setbacks cause mission drift in your life? Have you lost your focus? In storms, we often foolishly try to control the uncontrollable, but you can't. You try to go against the wind, but it's just going to go this way and that way. Verse 17 of the same chapter, it says this, then the crew tied ropes around the ship to try to hold it together. This is a huge storm, and it's being battered back and forth, and in the middle of this storm, they get these giant ropes trying to tie the ship to hold it all together. Now, I don't know how in the world they would do that when they're rocking and tossing in the waves in the dark of night. Now, doing this would be difficult in good weather, but as we learn later, it's 14 days of bad weather. This just shows how fearful they were. They're trying to tie ropes around it to hold it together. So let me ask you another personal question. What kind of ropes have you been trying to use to hold it all together? What kind of ropes have you been trying to use to keep it all from falling apart? And we're going to look at a better alternative about that in just a minute. But the first thing you need to know is that when you're in a storm, okay, things are going to kind of fall apart. And you need to realize that they can cause you to drift. Number two, the second thing we learn in this story is that storms can cause me to discard. Not just to drift, but to discard. Discard what? To discard what I used to value. In other words, your priorities and your values often change when you're in pain. Your priorities and values often change after a setback, after a struggle, after some kind of setback that you don't know, am I going to get out of this? You know, when you've been in pain, some stuff just doesn't matter as much anymore. And other stuff actually matters even more to you than it ever had. For instance, if you've ever had a long-term illness and been ill for months and months, you value health a whole lot more than you ever did. Now, in verse 18 and 19 of Acts 27, it says this, that the next day, now remember, they're in this 14-day storm, the gale-force winds continued to batter the ship, and the crew began throwing all the cargo overboard. The following day, they even threw out all the ship's equipment and anything else they could lay their hands on. Now, I want you to notice the progression here. First, they throw out the cargo. They're trying to lighten the ship. Then they throw out the equipment that they need to run the ship. And then later in the story, they're going to throw themselves overboard. They're going to jump in the water and swim. But this is that storms not only cause me to drift, they cause me to discard. We start throwing stuff away. And some of that stuff's valuable. Never make a major decision when you're depressed, because it'll almost always be the wrong decision.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. If you'd like to receive hope and encouragement every day delivered right to your inbox, then sign up for Rick's free daily devotional by going to PastorRick.com right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, experts have discovered that an attitude of gratitude bolsters your health and happiness. So how do you practice daily gratitude, even when life is tough? Here's Rick to tell you about a Bible study he's developed to help you practice daily gratitude.
One of the things that God wants us to do, and he says it over and over in Scripture, is to practice gratitude. Did you know that gratitude is good for us? The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. You want to know what God's will is for you right now? It is that you learn gratitude in all circumstances. There's always something you can be thankful for. In fact, I've discovered, and I've read many reports, that experts have told us that gratitude is the healthiest human emotion. Did you know that gratitude makes you more resistant to stress? Did you know that gratitude makes you less susceptible to illness? Did you know that gratitude increases your overall happiness and satisfaction? That gratitude gives your life more meaning and significance? I don't know if you've ever noticed that the more grateful a person is, the happier they are. That's the power of gratitude. So I want you to live with the attitude of gratitude, the attitude of thankfulness. Now, I've put together a brand new Bible study called The Power of Gratitude. And in it, you'll find scriptures and teaching and exercises that'll help you develop the habit. Cultivate the habit of gratitude. You'll discover how to stay in God's will, how to defeat discouragement, how to conquer complaining, how to reduce stress, and how to experience God's blessing through gratitude. Friends, I want to help you develop a deep and a profound attitude of gratitude. The world is craving people like this, and you will be able to experience all that God has for you. So today, when you partner with me by giving a gift, a financial gift, to Daily Hope to help us take the certain hope of Jesus to people all around the world, I'm going to have my team send you the Power of Gratitude Bible study. I just want to say thanks to you. I want to be grateful for you. You know, your support is essential for us taking the Daily Hope message of Jesus all around the world. So do that today. Send us a gift and let me send you a gift, and you'll be grateful, and so will we. God bless you.
Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy. Or you can just call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. Thanks so much for your support. And don't forget to let us know which radio station you heard us on. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.